How's it going, podcast? This is episode 28 of 2 Minutes with Vic. I'm your host, Victor Salcido, and I bought a house. That's going to be really the tagline of this episode. I was getting ready to move out of my apartment, and instead of just jumping into another lease, I stayed with my mother-in-law for a second, with my wife and my son. And as we were getting ready to move on an apartment, specifically a one-bedroom apartment for $1,675 a month, we said, you know what? You know, we have a decent amount of money saved. We got like $16,000 saved. Let's go get a house. Let's see what we can do to go and get a house. My wife, of course, thought, you know, that's crazy. You know, seems impossible. But after getting educated, meeting with a realtor, talking to a lender and everything, we found out very quickly that it was possible. So I went to Apple Valley. Well, first we went to Banning and Cabazon and Palm Springs and Palm Desert and Riverside and all those kind of places down the 91. And we found a house that we liked, a 3-bed, 2-bath that we liked. But it was only like 1,000 square feet. So it was rather small. But it was nice neighborhood. It was in kind of like farm towny kind of neighborhood. So yeah, we were kind of iffy on it. But then I knew that Apple Valley was a great little college town, and I went through with finding a house out there. We found a house, a 4-bed, 2-bath house out there, 1,600 square feet on a half acre of land. And I said, you know what, this is it. This is a very nice fucking house, and I want to get it. And 3 days later, we bought it. 3 days later, we bought it, put the down payment, signed the paperwork, and that's that. So our move-in day is going to be May 20th. So that's in, what, like 3 weeks, something like that. What I wanted to talk about today is the importance of buying real estate in comparison to renting. So me and my wife, actually, we sat down and we did the numbers. We ran the numbers on how much money we spent on our studio apartment, which was only $1,100 a month, right? Our studio apartment costed us $26,000 over the span of 2 years. Costed us $26,000 to get nothing in return. Not even our $750 deposit. Our $750 down payment deposit type thing we put on the apartment, we didn't even get that back because of painting fees and cleaning fees, and we had to patch up some holes, and we had to do this, and we had to do that. Supposedly, that costed more than $750, and now we owe the apartment $180 for all the quote-unquote, like, damages we did. So we're, you know, going through what we need to go through to fight that right now, because in my belief, that's kind of horseshit. But, but yeah, you know, $26,000, and we didn't get anything in return for spending that $26,000, you know? With this house, mind you, 4-bed, 2-bath, half acre of land, college town house. I'm about like 15 minutes away from a college, 5 minutes away from a police station, 10 minutes away from a hospital. I mean, really great area, really great developing area in Apple Valley. Our mortgage payment is going to be about $1,500 a month. We were going to move into a 1-bedroom for $1,675, so practically $1,700. But for $1,500, we could afford a 4-bed, 2-bath house that belongs to us. So I just wanted to reiterate how important it is to get real estate. You know, this is something, regardless if it's a townhouse, a condominium, or a freestanding, you know, single-family residence, it's so important to get a home, to get a piece of real estate, because this is an asset that is going to increase over time. Right now, the housing market is at its bottom. So if you're listening to this, you should buy a house as soon as possible because, well, it's very important to be buying a house. To buy an asset right now, over the next 2 to 7 years, the market, the economy will, you know, resume where it left off before this coronavirus crash. And we are going to see such massive upside from it. And, your asset in buying a home is only going to go up. Even if it does continue to go down, if the housing market continues to go down, it's only going to continue to go down for maybe another 3 to 9 months. That's even if it does. And then after that, it will correct. In 2 to 7 years from now, our, you know, $230,000 house is probably going to be worth $100,000 more in the next 2 to 7 years. And so, you know, just again, just to reiterate, it's really, really, really important to get a house, to get a piece of real estate, because over time, when you want to move into another home, you can sell your house, collect the equity in the form of a check, and then in order to not pay capital gains, you could just put that down on your next house. Or, or the flip side is you could use this as an investment. So your first house, if you collect equity on it, you could use what's called a home equity line of credit. So if you made $80,000 on your house in equity, you could use that equity to put a down payment on a second house that you could then rent out. So you can create cash flow, which 2 to 7 years down from there turns into another property, turns into another property, turns into another property, turns into an apartment complex, and so on and so forth. Just from one house. You know, you can look more into it. I recommend you just YouTube home equity line of credit. Look at a guy on YouTube called Chris Crone, both spelled with K's. He's a really good home equity line of credit guru in that field. But yeah, just wanted to spread the news. You know, me and my wife at 21, 22 years old bought our first house. And yeah, we're really excited to share some more real estate home buying process tips and tricks, things to expect in the future. But for right now, I just wanted to make sure I spread the good news that we got a house. And I just wanted to reiterate the importance to you of getting that house, because it's only going to appreciate in value over time. And you really won't regret it. So this wraps it up. Quick episode of 2 Minutes with Vic. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Interact with me if you're on Anchor. Well, if you don't have Anchor, get Anchor. And then once you do get Anchor, you can send me voice messages that I can then play in the podcast and use as some feed in order to continue on a conversation with you. So I appreciate you listening, and I can't wait to see you on the next one.